And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, and non-binary creatures of the darkness. We are back with another episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece, and unfortunately, Jess is unable to be here with us this week. But that's okay. We're going to send Jess some well wishes. She'll be back very soon, next week. So get better, and can't wait to talk with you next week. So I'm here alone just to kind of speak a little bit on my experience with the event so far in September. So that's what we're going to start with today. And then we have our main segment, which is a very exciting surprise. We got to do an interview with Creative at Universal. And that's all I'm going to say because the interview will speak for itself. And you'll find out who and what we talked about. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and start with my just brief review of my September at the event. As some of you know, I wasn't able to attend as much as I wanted to just due to an illness. But I'm getting back there. Okay, guys, it's going to be all right. I have all of October to spend time at the event. So very excited to go back and enjoy it with all of you and meet some of you who I still haven't met yet, because there's a lot of you still who I haven't even seen or met. And I'm so excited to meet you. But I did get to meet a lot of amazing people. So I'll kind of start with that because, you know, we like a sense of community here at the Scream Queens. We like to accept everyone. And, you know, we love to just meet people who are like-minded and things like that. So it was very great to get to meet a lot of you this past month. I know there was one day where I just came to the park by myself and I was like, hey, I'm sitting in Eddie's zone just vibing. Who wants to come hang out and keep me company? And I swear like four or five people came and it was so great. It was so nice. So thank you guys for keeping me company that night. You know who you are. Because there's too many of you to shout out in general. There's so many of you I want to talk about and talk about how amazing you are. But if you're listening, I'm sure you know who you are. So that was a great night. The event as a whole is just still incredible. And I learn something new almost every time I go, or something changes every time I go, which is awesome. Truly, the scare actors are the heart of the event. You guys are kicking ass. I know things are happening behind the scenes, you know, and you guys are working hard and you know, I hope that you guys are, you know, feeling like you're succeeding, because you guys are. Us guests really, really, really enjoy your acting, your scares, everything that you do for us. Ops, you know, ops is doing their job too. You guys are getting abused and that's not fair either. Keep kicking ass. Everybody involved with the event, just keep kicking ass. We love that you're there and that you're doing this event for us. So thank you. excuse me. So yeah, let's get a little bit more into the specifics. So for September, I actually did not write down like how many times I've done each house, but I will say that I think I've done Icons the most. As with most of you guys have. It's fun, though, you're going in and seeing somebody different on the throne, you know? So I think that's a big reason why people kind of continue to marathon that house, is because the possibility of not knowing who's going to be there. It's like fun. It's not like a create your own ending, because you actually choose that. But like, it's kind of like that. It's like it's like buying those blind box mystery pins. You never know who's going to be inside. but yeah, so I have something very exciting. It was just this past week or so that I got to go through Icons around 10 o'clock, I think it was. I used my express. And most of you are correct. I got Chance for the first time. And do you know how loud I screamed? It's probably why I don't feel well again. But I screamed for her so loud. I raised my hands in the air, waved them. I mean, I probably looked wild as hell from her view. She probably just is like, oh my God. Well, she was very happy with me because she was like doing that thing where you kind of put your arm out and you're waiting for people to scream more because I kind of stopped for a second to catch my breath. And then she motioned me to keep going and I'm like, woo! And she did her little, she was just loving it up there. She was hamming it up. It was great. So that was exciting. That was about like 10 o'clock. And then that was on a Thursday. I think we rounded out the night with Icons as well. I went through with our friends Casey and Dee Dee, and I believe Ashley was with us as well. She was hoping for director. But we walked into the room and Casey and Dee Dee are behind me. And I start screaming because it's Chance again. And Casey and Dee Dee are literally holding each other, walking through, screaming for her because they had never had Chance either. And they've been waiting for her. So it was really exciting and it was really fun. And it was a great way to end the night. Sorry, Ashley. I know you'll get director again soon. I'm sure you have by the time I've actually recorded this anyway. So, it was great. So that was a great experience. That was one night that I like pushed myself hard and now I'm regretting it in a way, but not regretting it because it was an incredible night. I got to meet a lot of people and hang out with a lot of different people, do a bunch of houses. So there's that. Let's see. I'd have to say that my rankings haven't really changed too much. I mean, I have been able to visit. The thing is, I haven't been able to visit every house more than once. I think there's still some I've only seen once since the season started. That would have been, I think just Brides at this point is the only one I've seen once. However, I got to see Hill House again this past week as well, which actually the only time I'd ever seen Hill House was on opening night. And opening night, I didn't get much of the scares. This time though, I got that basement scare and I like jumped out of my skin. I was like, holy shit, that basement scare was great. and then what else did I do? There was another scare. I think the tall man got me like real good. the night before, prior again, the night that we went through Icons and ended up the night with everyone, I wanted to talk about that too because we went through Puppet Theater and Wicked Growth that night. And I swear to you, I mean, my health is not great. So I thought I was literally almost going to have a heart attack because they were just on point with their scares. Wicked Growth, they got me really, really good throughout the entire house. And then in Puppet, you know, the room is kind of towards the end. It's got the two puppets, one on the right, one on the left. You don't know they're there necessarily. They have like the white masks. So the one on the right, and I believe I know somebody who's friends with that puppet. But so they got me good, the one on the right, so much that I like stopped in my tracks, you know, like literally stopped. I was like petrified, like I stood there. And then I was like, okay, it's time to move on. And then as soon as I started to move on, the one on the left got me. So it was like a double scare, but it wasn't at the same time, which I felt like it was more effective because they did let me stop and then they scared me again. I was just like, my God. I ran out of there like, oh man, it was great. You guys, like I said, you scare actors are doing a great job. Keep it on and drink lots of water and stretch. You guys are great. So for scare factor, I still honestly think that Wicked Growth is probably one of the scariest houses in my opinion. Again, it's still only halfway through the season and we have all of October. But I still think Wicked Growth is my number one. I think the reason why is I think it has a little bit of everything. It has atmosphere. It has scare. It has smell. Like it encompasses everything that, you know, a house should have. I mean, everything, all the houses are great. I'm not saying anything wrong with any of the other houses. I'm just saying, I think it hits every notch for me and that's why it's in my number one. My number two is still Icons because Icons is just, well, iconic. No, but Icons is sentimental to a lot of us. The Icons are very important. We love the lore. That's why we do the history on this show, which we're going to be picking that up soon again. So just listen up for that. So Icons is more of like, so everyone's saying like Beetlejuice is their fun house this year. Icons is my fun house, if that makes sense. Like, there are some moments where I do get scares. It's not that I don't. It's just, there's just something about it, you know? I love the Icons. So That's still my number two. My number three flip-flops between Puppet and Case Files, because I love both houses. And I've seen Case Files more than I have Puppet. But I feel like Puppet always scares me a bit more. Case Files is just more for the lore and the fun, and I just love going through there, and I love, like, the creatures and stuff. So those two are still kind of, like, flip-flopping in my number three and four. And then I guess if I had to pick, I'm just going to do a top five. If I had to pick a five, let me see. I'm, like, blanking on what else is left for some odd reason. Oh, I guess I'd still go with TCM, actually, because I know a lot of people aren't big into Texas Chainsaw in general, like, as a franchise, because the franchise sucks. I mean, let's be fair. There's only, like, two good movies in the franchise, maybe three. But I think the house is really cool if you're a fan. Like, again, it includes a lot of characters if you know the whole franchise. So I think I'm going to go with, for right now, I'm going to go with TCM as my number five, just because I want to throw an IP in there, and I think that's my favorite IP of this year. But yeah. So that's kind of my, like, top five for now. Scare zones, let's see. I'll just do my top three. So my top three would be Eddie's Revenge, Lights, Camera, Action, Eddie's Revenge. Because I swear, I could just vibe in that zone all day long. Like, I could just go to the event and sit there all night and just chill. Like, it's just a chill area. My number two would probably be... Oh, Seek and Destroy, probably. And then I would say three would probably be Gorewood Forest. Seek and Destroy and Gorewood would probably... Well, actually, no, because I like Crypt TV too, kind of. I don't know. I can't really rank the scare zones. They're all great. You know, the atmosphere of those is just so much fun. Like, especially, I got to see finally the Seek and Destroy zone where they first come out, and then they all, like, kind of raise their hands in the air, and, like, they're silent, or they're still. And then when they tell, like, controller, like, tells them to go, they just, like, move. It's so wild. You gotta see it. It's great. Let's see. The food. So, I haven't been eating a lot of the food throughout the season, but we did get to try a lot during opening night. I think we've talked about this already. But actually, throughout the season, I did get to finally try the grilled cheese, brisket grilled cheese at the Hill House tent, and actually so good. Like, I can't wait to go back and eat it again. I've only had it the one time. I do want to try the jalapeno one, though, too, because that sounds great. So if you guys have had the jalapeno one, let me know. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, I have almost all the Studio Screamers except for Frankenstein's Monster. So if anybody has him, I don't have any extras to trade. But, I mean, I could, I don't know, give you, well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to really go out of my way to find him right now. But if anybody has him, just let me know, and maybe we can come to some sort of arrangement. I don't know, maybe I could just pay you the price of one or something if you have an extra one. Let's see what else. The pins, I think I'm only missing a chaser one. So, I mean, I've gotten a lot of the merchandise. That's why I'm not buying any more for a while. let's see what else. So I've only gotten to see the shows twice, like, fully watch them. I see, you know, Marathon of Mayhem, like, as I'm walking through the park, and it's still beautiful, and I love the music and things like that. Great shows. I know we've kind of already talked about this on our spoiler-free review, but I just wanted to kind of hit up some more stuff that, like, I've noticed throughout September, and things like that. So I won't keep going too much longer, because I think that the next part of our episode is going to be a lot more exciting. Like I said, we got to do an interview with Creative from Universal, and I will let, you know, the interview introduce itself, so that way you guys can get into it with us. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take it away to the interview, which Jess was able to attend with me, so you will hear her. And I and our special guest that we have. All right, take it away to the interview.
Hey guys, it's Cece and Jess with the Scream Queens, and we have a very exciting day planned for you. I'm going to let Jess go ahead and take this over to introduce this very special segment we're going to cover. Yeah, of course. So thank you so much to Halloween Horror Nights and Universal Orlando. They have actually given us an interview with the Senior Manager of Entertainment Creative Development, Laura Sauls. Laura, how are you doing?
Oh my gosh, I'm so good. I kind of feel like an honorary Scream Queen, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. Anyone who's part of HHN can be a Scream Queen, no matter their gender or anything. So we love that you're here with us right now.
Awesome, awesome. Great to be here.
Cece, can you start with the question?
Yeah, absolutely. So my first question is, it's more of a statement at first. We're very excited that HHN 30 is here. It's a very special year for everyone, especially, you know, longtime fans like us. And I feel like it's gotten a lot of extra TLC because of, unfortunately, you know, the pandemic and everything. So I feel like you guys have been able to perfect this event this year. So based on that, this is kind of a fun question. Like, what is your favorite scene out of any of the houses or scare zones or prop that the team has created this year?
Oh, that's crazy. That's a great question. we always talk about favorite houses, but never a favorite scene. Oh my gosh, there's so many of them. All 10 haunted houses, we always say this, but they're like our children. And it's hard to pick one over another because, you know, we develop them and grow them and raise them. And then, you know, we set them out into the world for our guests to see. So it's really challenging to pick one amazing scene. I mean, I have to say the Icons finale scene where that throne is just so prominent, and you never know, depending on when you walk through that house, depending on the time of night, which icon may be in that throne is super cool. But on a smaller scale, I was just talking about this in the Wicked Growth Realm of the Pumpkin. There is a little goblin scene right before you enter the witch's cottage. And it is amazing. The characters really bring that scene to life. Those goblins attack from all sides of you. So on two different very varying scales. I also have to mention the facade of Haunting of Hill House is just beautiful. So there's three, I guess, of my top picks. I couldn't really narrow it down to one.
Oh, those are all fantastic. Thank you. And I agree with every single one of those. So
thank you.
I love it. So I'm going to kind of bounce off that. I know that there is one house that might have a special place in your heart this year, kind of different than the others. So I love this personally just because it's kind of a mashup house. We get to visit houses maybe I missed. But scary horror in the heartland. What has it been like to see the place that you grew up in become like a fan favorite town, and people are now going to visit it on vacation, and now it's a mashup house at HHN 30?
It is surreal in many ways. You know, it was about 20 years ago when we were sitting around a table and we just needed to have a town for one of our original ideas. And I just mentioned, my town is the inspiration for this town, but I grew up in a very cool, small, very village community. But we had just lots of cool things. Our mascot was the Blue Devil, and we had these old cemeteries that were haunted, and it just was a cool, old, you know, cornfields everywhere. It was just a cool, small town in the heartland of Ohio. So we all deemed that that was a really cool inspiration town, and it just went from there. And I feel humbled that, you know, the show directors for the event just kept putting houses in Cary and in Wyandotte County. And it's a great honor that this year we do have that compilation house where we're taking you to all those places, Dead End, the Wyandotte Manor, into Meaty Meats, into the elementary school, into the HR Blood and Guts studio. We're taking you to all those locations that we're putting Cary, Ohio, and you know, welcome to Scary Horror in the Heartland. It's exactly what it is, right? It's one scary house. And again, I feel very honored that, you know, we're still inspired by my hometown.
Oh, I love it so much. And my favorite icon is based in Cary, the caretaker. So I love it even more.
Awesome, awesome.
Boo!
Oh,
I think
I'm just being scary. I'm just saying boo. Nothing against the
Did
lousy
I make someone mad? I'm sorry.
Well, my ears are burning. Did someone mention icons earlier? I've come out of my box. Who's this? Scream
Queen. Hi, Queen. Scream Queen.
Where's Chance? I think she's a scream. Hello, ladies. It's me, Jack. J just butting in like I always do.
Hi, Jack. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just preparing, you know, places to go, people to kill. Well, ladies, are you enjoying 30 years of fear?
Absolutely.
Yep, 100%. Love it. Every night is a scream.
And caretaker, I'll say hello to Albert.
Thank you.
But you know, I'm more excited about my dear brother Eddie getting his time to shine.
Definitely.
So are you. We know we're excited about it.
Little Eduardo. So, ladies, I will see you in the fog.
See you there.
Oh, you know it. I'm a little starstruck right now.
Right? Jack is everywhere in the event this year, and he pops up everywhere we go.
That's right. I'm in the queue lines, on the lagoon, in the house. I just can't get enough of me.
I think
neither
fans,
can we, Jack.
Yep, our fans right. can't get enough of him as well.
You know, it's funny you say that, actually. I want to go right into my next question. Was actually, you know, I love the implementation of Jack being all over the park, actually, and that was what I was going to go into next. So it's kind of a great segue.
Ooh, implementation. Those are big words for an old carny like me.
He does.
Have you guys gotten a lot of good feedback on that aspect? I know I've been seeing a lot of good feedback.
Of course. I mean, you know, Jack's ego will take him anywhere and everywhere. And, you know, he wants to have more maniacs join his circus, if you will.
I mean, it's a party. And what's a party without a clown? Yes, yes. Yes, I think there's some good feedback. But people that have the real up close and personal encounter with me usually aren't available to give feedback.
I narrowly escaped my last encounter with Jack last week. Awesome. I can vouch for that.
Awesome, awesome. Where did you see Jack?
I actually saw him in Lights, Camera, Action, Eddie's Revenge. I was loving it when he was up there with Eddie.
Awesome.
I present old Edward. Schmidt Studios. I call us instead of the Warners. We're the Schmidt Brothers. If it's not a Schmidt production, then it's a piece of Schmidt. We're going Hollywood, ladies.
I love it.
That'd be a pretty awesome film, right? Jack and Eddie's Revenge.
Ooh, I smell AJ's on 31.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I may be the clown, but Eddie is the real cut up of the family.
You're the brains and he's the looks, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, that's why I wear so much makeup. He doesn't. It takes me a while. They look this good.
Oh, my God. Well
ladies, you have a question for me.
One more question. So, Jack and Laura, we're about halfway through HHN 30 now.
Yep.
What has been your favorite part of the event? It can be anything.
I mean, Icon's captured. When I get to sit on that throne and look down at all you little people. At the same time, I do take great joy in seeing all my icons take the spotlight for a second. And of course, Chance. Isn't she a little monster? That's probably my favorite. You visiting the lantern.
And one of my favorites is the fact that Jack is back and he is everywhere, right? That is truly, I'm a big fan of Jack, and I've been around as long as Jack's been coming to our event and celebrating his horrific, maniacal craziness with our fans of HHN. But the other thing I really, really love is the fact that we're celebrating the very first host of Halloween Horror Nights, which is Beetlejuice, and we're celebrating that with his own haunted house based on that 90s popular film and the first host of Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh my God, that is so Beetlejuice is my favorite movie ever. Like, I actually have a tattoo of it, so I am loving the Beetlejuice house. I am so happy he's here for 30.
Yes, yes, we are too, and we're glad you're loving it.
Oh, it's
It is so much fun. And like the interpretation of that house is just, it really is fantastic. And it wasn't what I was expecting the first time I walked in, but I love it.
Well, good, good. I'm glad you love it. And, you know, it's a special place for us in our hearts because I know Charles Gray, senior show director, and I both started at the Beetlejuice Graveyard Review. So,
yes. Oh, my God. Rest in peace. I miss it.
I know.
That's like my favorite show ever.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yes. All right. Let's see if I might have another. I might want to ask. Oh, I wanted to ask about the entertainment. So this year, you guys, I feel like you guys kind of stepped out of the comfort zone with Halloween Nightmare Fuel.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Was this more of like, and you don't have to say for sure, but like, was this more of people auditioning or were you kind of actually seeking out these particular stunts?
I mean, we're always trying to evolve the event, and that show we really wanted to, you know, push that that envelope and make it something that our guests have never seen before, and really turn up the heat, if you will, on a new way of using that venue. So again, we sought out all these amazing fire performers. We sought out this amazing illusionist, and then compiling it with, we just want to get back to people dancing, right? And really get back to people working. So again, hiring and being able to audition and have all those dancers, it was just a great collaboration of all those things.
Oh yeah, and it's come out to be such an incredible show. Yeah. And I love it so much.
Awesome. Yeah, we do too. And again, we're glad you're liking it.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. One more question, I guess, before we finish this out. So we talked a couple of it about the IPs, but there are 4 massive IPs this year. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys have Netflix's Haunting of Hill House, Beetlejuice, like we talked about, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and everyone always forgets Universal Monsters, the Bride of Frankenstein list is an IP.
Yeah.
So was there one of the intellectual property houses that kind of wrote itself? It was very easy to kind of come up with the treatment and everything?
I mean, we work so closely with all our IPs that they're all fairly, you know, easy, I guess you want to say. But, you know, Haunting of Hill House, just, it's that beautiful house that is also a character within that show. So we really wanted to highlight the house and all the things and the ghostly creepiness of what that show had to offer. So I think that was, a great haunted house for us. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, we wanted to celebrate that 1974 film, but also celebrate all the years that we've had Texas Chainsaw Massacre within the event as a true horror slasher icon for Halloween Horror Nights. So it was great for us to rethink and evolve how we showed that house to our guests, but it's a favorite of ours. And then the Bride of Frankenstein Lives, honestly, it was awesome. It was an awesome opportunity we had to evolve that character. I mean, as we all know, the last we see her in her film, we don't think she makes it. And we got to expand upon that awesome universal monster story. So that was a true labor of love, absolute love. Because again, special to my heart, I started as a Bride of Frankenstein. So we wanted to expand that story and tell a new story with her.
Oh, I love it so much. All of the IPs, I mean, every house is fantastic this year, but the IPs really, like, have kicked it out of the park. And, like, the originals, the Wicked Growth Realm of the Pumpkin, that house, I can't even, like, give you guys enough praise on it. It is just Halloween in a house, and it is,
Thank you. Thank you.
It's amazing. But I think that's all the questions I have. Cece, did you have any more?
I just had one little... I don't know if it's a question, but I kind of want to get your thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. This year, we're actually seeing house-themed tents for the snacks and the mm-hmm. drinks, and I think that's amazing. I love it. It's extra theming. We have so many incredible snacks, drinks. What kind of, process did you guys put into, like, you know, that aspect of adding the extra tents and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we collaborate with our merchandise and our food and bev partners for a solid year to make sure they understand the content that's going to be in the event and to help and to just expand our storytelling, right? That's what the company is doing as a whole, and I really think it's great to be able to expand that storytelling through the foods that we get give to our guests, through the drink items that we're featuring for our guests, through the merchandise that the guests are buying. So again, it's a great collaboration between all those partners to really make sure the story is expanded and there's a cohesive event. Again, that's what makes us the world's premier Halloween event, is that we are more than just 10 houses, 5 scare zones, 2 shows. It's the food, the bev, the whole environment that you're going to see when you walk in through the doors of Universal Orlando.
Oh, yeah, we agree. We've actually both spent a lot of our money already on merchandise, on the screamers and all those. We love it, so it's great.
I have too. We love the merchandise ourselves, too.
It's fantastic. That denim jacket, that monster one, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm all broken.
I will say I've seen someone bedazzle the whole back of that, and it looked incredible. So just putting that out there in the universe.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I know Cece does as well, and our listeners are going to freak out when they hear this interview.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys, yes. Halloween Horror Nights 30 at Universal Orlando is going on until October 31st. That is Halloween night, guys. Definitely get your tickets if you haven't. Check it out. We're there in the fog almost every night. Go see the work that Laura and the entire team has put in. It's amazing.
It's so worth it.
Laura, thank you again, and I'm back to the episode of the Scream Queens this is a part of.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, how was that interview? Wasn't that friggin' awesome, guys? Like, Jess and I were like, holy shit, we're starstruck right now. Like, we got to talk to Jack the Clown. How awesome. I hope you guys really enjoyed that interview. We enjoyed it very much. Thank you, Laura, and thank you, Jack. and all of creative, thank you guys for putting that together for us and letting us be a part of that. We really, really appreciate that. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and lead us out with the socials. So you can find us on Twitter at ScreamQueens85. You can find us on Instagram at The Scream Queens Podcast. We do have a TeePublic, which is in our show notes, so always check that out. It is also, I believe, on our Twitter somewhere. we have stickers still that we're selling that were made by Angie. Those are on our Big Cartel, which is also in our show notes, I believe. And we have an email. It's thescreamqueens85@gmail.com. If you want to send us anything there, if you want to collaborate or anything like that. And, yeah, so, you know, we will see you guys next week. I do believe we have a very fun and exciting episode coming for you that week. Just keep an eye on the Twitter because we will give you hints for that. But yeah, so we will see you guys in the fog, and stay spooky, and don't forget to scream, Queens!